Welcome everybody back to another episode of Dom. That's True Hot Takes. Week number 8, of course. I'm your host of the most, Truman Steam Machine Scene. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Ba-boom.
Owen Dom. We have gathered your hot takes from across Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and we double-checked the YouTube comments. Nothing over there, but if you ever do want to leave your hot takes, something happens during, feel free to always come back to the YouTube channel. Leave comments there. We make sure to check that. We make sure to check our Twitter, twitter.com/steammachine, twitter.com/owengoshdomit. We put it on Instagram.
Yep.
Steam Machine, OC Dom. We've got it everywhere. Anywhere you want to, you know what? If you know us well enough, text us. Find a way. And we will rate your hot takes. We will do it. We appreciate you guys for being here. And if you're on the Patreon, patreon.com/owendisaster, shout out to the patrons, Ozzy, Skyler, Dylan, Aaron, and Mailbox Kansas City. They're currently seeing this early because they get to see this normally Tuesday mornings, but this time it'll be a Wednesday morning because the Chiefs played on Monday night. But they get it early. Everybody else, you're still seeing this bonus episode on Friday morning, of course, so we appreciate you being here regardless. But if you did want to see it early, you do want to hear your name, you could do that for as little as $1 a month.
That, one right? Smackaroo.
That's right. That's about 3 cents a day. A nickel a day will get you your
name
read out.
You lose a nickel in your car every day, man.
Listen to this early. So
you lose a nickel in your car every day, bro.
Like, but regardless, we appreciate everybody who's getting us hot takes. We do appreciate the comments. Again, it helps us do this every week. We love doing this portion of the show. We think it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Getting to break it out in this format this year has been, I think, really fun. And I think it allows a lot of people to interact with it instead of having every episode of Dom That's True be 2.5 hours long. Again, it makes it a little more digestible because we are always trying to make digestible content.
That's
so
right.
We don't want to force you to interact with everything else. So, in fact, there's, you know, chapters here if you just want to skip to your take and watch it. We appreciate you for coming in and seeing what we had to say about your stuff. But otherwise, let's get into it. Without further ado, we start here, Owen, and this is I might have beef with you, it seems.
Huh?
This one comes from your brother. It comes from McLean. Not inviting me to the wedding is my hot take.
So, your wedding came up at family dinner because my parents were like, are we invited? I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
And then my brother, Hayden, was like, am I invited? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
And then my sister was like, am I invited? I was like, I don't think so. And then McLean was like, am I invited? I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't think they made the cut. I don't. Listen, to be honest with you, we had a conversation with, I'm inviting a lot of my friends' parents. I don't know. I swam with a lot of my buddies. I've known a lot of my buddies from high school since, like, third grade or second grade.
Yeah.
And so, and I also swam with all those guys. So it was like, I would see their parents on the weekends and whatnot.
Yeah,
and so we spent all this time. So I'm inviting, I would say 9 to 10 friends worth of, like, it's like your parents and Joe's parents from my college friends. And then my high school friends, it's like 6 or 7 sets of parents also.
Yeah.
So all that to be said, inviting a lot of parents. There were some families where I invited two brothers. And really how we drew the line is that, like, if I invited two siblings and there was only one sibling left, some of those people did get invites. If your family is two siblings who I did not have super close relations with, your sister, your brother.
Right.
Listen.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Great people. But I felt a little more comfortable. Listen, so if McLean has a problem, he can blame Elise. If Elise has a problem, you should blame McLean. If there's only one of you, if you fight to the death by this time next year and there's only one of you remaining, you can have the wedding invite. But also, listen, there will be a B-rung. There will be people who say no to coming to this wedding. And so we will readjust.
I don't think he actually cares.
I don't think so, but it's what it
I
is
I think
funny
he knew he I had just, you I on Snap this. And thought it was funny.
I know. It was funny to see it, and I was like, God damn it, Owen.
Well, I mean, like, listen, you hang out with my brother and I, like, you hung out with both of us a lot in college.
Yes.
So
Hayden and Owen, yes.
Yeah, kind of a package deal.
I don't think I've maybe drank beers with McLean. Never, because it's illegal, so.
Yeah, that's correct.
I've never seen him drink a beer in my life.
Never.
All right. Maybe I should invite Elise because I stole her margarita that one.
That's the only significant time you spent anywhere near my sister. It's probably that lake party.
Volleyball.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Did she play volleyball or was it just?
Yeah. No, she did.
Okay. I couldn't remember if she ever played or if it was just.
She couldn't make a lot of them because she was a nurse.
Yeah, but her boyfriend was always there.
Yeah, Chandler was always there.
Chandler was always there. Yes. Okay. Next one comes from Curtis. He says, Rashee Rice is Michael Thomas. And he says, I feel like that's a good thing. I would agree. Is that Rashee Rice isn't, I mean, where he really interacts is really the short to intermediate routes. And that's where you want him. Listen, he's dangerous like that. He's a yak monster. That's fine.
He's very quick, and he's not like fast, but he's got great acceleration, which means the short yardage game is where he eats. He's also good at making one guy miss.
And Michael Thomas wasn't bad. Michael Thomas was good for a lot of years. He just could not adjust, and then once you don't have that acceleration and burst right at the initial, that separation right at the initial part of the route, then he was just terrible after that.
Rashee Rice is,
I'm really going to put this in S tier.
Yeah, I think that's correct. If we can get a Michael Thomas career out of Rashee Rice, I think we'll be happy with it as Chiefs fans.
I mean, and shout out to Curtis. I really had not thought about that. But that's a good comparison. Curtis, what is today?
Today is the 28th.
Thank you. That'll be good to know for the future as we go forward. Curtis also says, another take says, also, Kareem Hunt and Breshad Smith should be our 1-2 punch. Pacheco has played his role and only excels against poor defenses enough to make people believe he should have the start.
I got great news for you. That's what it's going to be for four games.
We will get to see whether or not this take is correct, because you're going to probably get at least one game of it. In the most important game of the season, you're going to get to see the 1-2 punch of Breshad Smith and Kareem Hunt. I'm willing to put this in B tier. Breshad Smith, you have to remember that Breshad Smith was a wide receiver who got turned into a running back at the end of college. He only has 1 year as a running back. This is his second year ever as running back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's fully ready to be an NFL caliber running back, but I think he's great out of the backfield receiving. He's a great Jerick McKinnon right now.
Yes, I would like to see more of the Jerick McKinnon.
But I don't think we're ready to fully hand the keys off to him and Hunt. I think we still need Pacheco. Pacheco is still good for 4 to 5 yards. He's probably never gonna go for 45 or 65.
He's still a bruiser, which is what we need in the offense.
I would still take Breece Hall any chance if anybody's willing to trade him. But
yeah,
I don't think Pacheco is not useful in this offense. I think you still need him over Breshad Smith.
Currently. Yeah.
Would you go B or C for this?
C tier.
Which, listen. They play this week. We're gonna get to see it. We could be immediately proved wrong.
Because Pacheco, you can't just only have Kareem, because Pacheco pass blocks pretty well, but also runs the ball. So it plays into the Chiefs' hands to have three running backs, because you know, in obvious passing downs, okay, we know Breshad Smith's gonna be like an out of the backfield target. But with Kareem and Pacheco, you don't know if they're going to get a handoff or if they're going to be used in play action or if they're getting a pass thrown to them. So it's kind of important to have all three of them.
What a wide range of takes there. An S-tier take and then a take that we were like, no.
I don't know. Yeah.
Next one comes from Noah. He says, Gophers washed. Wild washed. Despair.
Bad year for Minnesota sports again. Sorry. I'm sorry that Minnesota sports does not ever get to be happy, but I've been there. So
I don't think you need this on a chart, if that makes you feel better. We won't shame you by putting this onto a chart, but yes, it's tough for the Gophers right now.
Sorry, Minnesota sports fans.
I want to say they might be like
really bad, like 0-7,
like 1-8 if they've got it even.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Let me see. Hold on. The Islanders third period is about to start.
Hell yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. They're in the Big Ten, which is not easy to play in. Minnesota's 5-3. What?
Is he joking?
Who'd they lose to? Well, they just lost to Iowa 51-3.
Oh, my brother was at that game.
They beat Nebraska 24-6. They beat Purdue. They lost to Ohio State 42-3. It looks like they're beating bad teams and losing to teams with a pulse.
Congratulations on the Liberty Bowl.
So I don't know. They're not that washed, but let's see. You have Michigan State.
The Liberty Bowl is only Big 12 SEC, so.
That's true. Well, it's a little
weirder now. It gets some wonkiness, but.
It can be Memphis, sometimes be an armed force. You know, it gets towards the end there,
it's mostly a Big 12 SEC.
You're 5-3. You have games against Michigan State, Northwestern, and Wisconsin. You're going to a bowl game. Everything will be okay.
Yeah. Walking you off the ledge.
The Wild are washed. Cameron says, I regret to admit KU is stinky poo-poo at football to the point we don't want to win against K-State anymore.
He says anonymous. I think he means anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, KU is stinky garbage, and the fans don't care, so this is an S tier. I think, well, the fans do care, but they don't care enough about football to care.
Yep.
Your fans chant FK State during Mr. Brightside, but don't show up for the rivalry game because your fans don't care about college football.
They were. I did see on our way out that some kid was doing the keg stand, and I was like, you know what? That's cool.
All right.
And they have beer throughout the stadium, so
cool. Did everyone have a beer near you?
There was a lot of people.
Did it feel like a lot of people had a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking. Interesting. K-State, take notes.
Honestly, I didn't get a beer. Man, sometimes I just don't want to pay $20 to get a beer.
That's fine.
You know?
But when you're drinking in the parking lot, you know?
Yep. KU Stinky Poo Poo went in S tier.
Of course.
Next one comes from Logan. Says, hot take. The Ursay sisters, spelled it wrong. We had to come in here and shame you for that. The Ursay sisters are already the best ownership group in the NFL.
That's a B-tier take. They're not the best ownership group, but the fact that they even care a little bit makes them better than over half the NFL owners. So,
yeah. So, I would say, again, the Hunt family, we are biased towards them, but they have been a great ownership group. They needed to upgrade the facilities, but what they have done for the NFL and football as a whole, they're still, the fact that it's still, you know, like only one generation past Lamar Hunt, who did maybe the most for the NFL, maybe the second most, if not the most, you know.
Really, what the Hunt family's done well on is capitalizing on
leadership also.
Yeah, pick good leadership with, you know, Mark Donovan, and then starting with Mark Donovan, then getting Pioli into oh my gosh, why am I forgetting his name? Dorsey into Veach as GMs. There's a good GM trio there.
Right.
And then after getting Veach, you know, getting Andy Reid in.
Right. And you could say things about Jim Irsay.
They got Reid during Dorsey, but.
But Irsay, I mean, he was always also really involved with his team. So really, the sisters are doing a good job of being that next rung of it, especially after the sudden passing right before the season.
Yeah, I am getting a lot of Clark Hunt vibes from the Ursay sisters. Like, I mean, this is something my dad cared about, so I also want to take on the mantle.
And they have her on, you know, they have her, she's on the headsets, and she was talking about, like, hey, I spend millions of dollars paying for GMs and coaches. It's good for me to be on the headset to know what they're saying and who is competent. And that, I would say, is a good, you know, that is, people sometimes forget that it is millions of dollars of investment.
Right.
So I think it's very interesting that they are taking such a hands-on approach. But you can – listen, it is good because they are good right now. Jerry Jones is just as involved and is the literal GM of his team, and everybody hates Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
This can all change very quickly.
That's what someone had said as well in the comment section under the original tweet. It's like, listen, she might be involved all you want, but – Jerry Jones was also on the sideline when he was young, so.
Right. So
it's all good while they're good.
Right. And then it gets annoying.
Yep.
And if she's loud and mean about the ownership because they're bad, or
if she's loud and
complain about their personnel decisions or their play calls that she's listening to on the headset, then there will start to be murmurs and whatnot.
Yeah, it could get bad.
It's fun because it's interesting, but I commend them. I think it's very, very good, very hands-on, and a good carrying on of their legacy from what Jim Irsay left.
Absolutely. Him. Absolutely.
And a great job for somebody inheriting the team to be so involved. So.
Absolutely.
Owen says it's not okay to change your allegiance to a team ever. You cheer for your home team or your one choice if you don't have a local. I think even if you have a local, you're allowed to pick once because there's a chance that your family is from somewhere else or whatnot. But you can't change it.
If you're like dad is a huge Patriots fan and you grew up in Arizona, fine. But if you have a local and you're the first person in your family to start cheering for football and you decide you don't want to be a Cardinals fan.
I think that's okay. I say everybody gets one. There's guys that grew up in Kansas City that cheer for the Broncos or the Raiders because they hate how people talk about the Chiefs. That's okay. But you get one choice.
You get one choice. That's the most important part.
I will give a pass to Vincent. Vincent got in early, picked a meme choice, and then he went, you know what? Actually, I don't want this anymore. I'm sorry. I never actually wanted the Browns. I don't. And they signed Deshaun Watson. He goes, I really don't think I want anything to do with this organization. Then he moves on to the Bengals. I think that's fine.
That is a little bit different.
If he switches from the Bengals again without a significant reason, then there needs to be a conversation.
Yes.
And now he's an Islanders fan forever also. So
forever.
I'll put it's not okay to change your team alliance. We're looking at you, Aaron.
I don't think Aaron actually seriously cheers for any of the teams he says he does. I think he actually cheers for the Chiefs, but I think he thinks it's funny to annoy us.
Unfortunately, he also cheers for the Panthers. So, Hayden, Mahomes is not the MVP right now. Jonathan Taylor is.
Yes, I agree with this take, but we have decided that the MVP is a quarterback-only award. Like, yeah. I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think that like he'll win the MVP.
Sorry, I'm not sure if I have this or not, but Owen's take did go in S tier there, so I just wanted to make sure.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure I had
the. Yeah, I mean, I'll put Hayden's take in the S tier. I mean, like, he's right, but, like what he's saying is correct, but, like, he won't win the award. You know what I mean?
I'm going to put it in B tier. The thing, maybe let's throw it in. I'm willing to throw it in B tier. Here's the thing is that a running back season, sure, the running back is an MVP. He's having a great start, but, man, running back seasons can just fall apart so fast. And that's the thing about an NFL, a quarterback season.
He does say right now, Truman.
I know, but in a quarterback season, they can come back a lot faster than a running back can. And simply, if you're talking about right now, if you want to emphasize that, oh, it's right now, it's who you would give it to right now, they would give it to Patrick Mahomes. That's what the Vegas odds are, right? He's almost a minus favorite on the MVP. What is it right now? I don't know if I can check it on Bet365.
They're a little. I'm watching the Islanders fail to score on yet another power play.
Oh, it's my favorite passing activity. Well, let me see.
I think Mahomes is like plus 125 for it right now.
Let's see. Futures. It's kind of annoying that I can't bet who I think is going to win MVP. Unless it's somewhere weird. No. No. Do you have it?
I can look it up real quick.
I thought you were looking it up.
Sorry, no. I'm watching us fail to score on a power play.
Still?
Yes, I'll turn it off.
Oh, there's a boost right now for Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl. You can get them at plus 750.
Yeah, I will not be taking that. They will not be winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Main props, player props.
The MVP race right now is Mahomes plus 120, Josh Allen plus 375, Drake May at plus 475, then Stafford, Mayfield, Love, and then Jonathan Taylor at plus 1600.
I don't know, man. Oh, a running back is going to have to break, I think, the touchdown and the yards record.
I agree with the sentiment.
The fact that Saquon didn't
even
get like a
I don't think he's talking about MVP actual race.
Sure.
I think he's talking about real life MVP.
I'd still put it in B.
You think Daniel Jones is more valuable to the Colts than Jonathan Taylor?
No, I think Patrick Mahomes is more valuable to the Chiefs than Jonathan Taylor is to the Colts.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I'm willing to put it in A tier. How about that? For you?
Yes,
for
you, thank you.
And Jonathan Taylor continues to do this. Sure, he could get there, but they've just proven that he's gonna have to jump through a bunch of flaming hoops to do it. Also, so.
Yep.
All right, next one. Dairy Queen food is underrated. A man after your own heart. I think Dairy Queen food is properly rated. I think Dairy Queen food. Listen, you cooked it. I feel like most.
I did not. My Dairy Queen did not have a grill.
Oh, you were just a chill.
Yes.
Okay.
We were just the treat, so we had like sandwiches and hot dogs.
I think a lot of Dairy Queen food feels like it goes in the microwave.
It absolutely does.
And that's fine. A lot of food goes in the microwave, and everybody should not be so pretentious.
Dairy Queen food is properly rated. I'm going to have to put this in the C tier.
C tier for cooked.
Cooked in the microwave. I think it's probably the chicken strips are fine. The burgers are fine.
Yeah, nothing is good.
You're not saying, hey, man, I want a good burger. Let's go to Dairy Queen.
Like, I'm never craving any Dairy Queen food. It is fine if I'm ordering ice cream and water.
Yeah, you know. Sorry if I sneezed into the mic.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said something.
What's next?
What is next, Owen?
Do not know.
Well, why not?
Is it my mother?
No. Next one is Gehrig. Or no, next one is Vincent. Sorry. Every Joe Flacco believer owes me a handwritten apology. Also, Zach Taylor bitching that someone on the team needs to take accountability when he is the head coach has given me an ick I cannot shake. This team deserves better.
Well, F-tier team deserves better. Your team deserves nothing.
Bitch.
The rest of that is fine.
What is it? Joe Flacco. Every Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. You can say Joe Flacco bad.
An apology.
Joe Flacco bad.
And I think that's fair. I think it's a B-tier take. I think Joe Flacco is who you thought, who everybody should
know. They are who we thought they were.
Joe Flacco was here to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins, if he does something incredible.
Yep.
The Bengals offense should be throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. And that's what he's done. That is fine.
The defense
Everybody
sucks.
Should have known that's what he was. And if that doesn't that play doesn't work, this team will get much worse because Zach Taylor is also not a good coach.
Bruins 4, Islanders 2.
Oh, fuck.
It's over. 2-0 lead to 4 straight goals for the Bruins. Yikes. Because I can't watch Truman. Thanks a lot. Recording a podcast on the day that we scheduled it.
Ridiculous. Everybody subscribe to the Patreon so and can get feel better about missing.
That's right.
Give us your dollar, please. Okay. Vincent, you're going B tier for Joe Flacco believers owe you an apology.
B for believer. Listen,
because he is who you thought he is. This one is old Steph Dom.
From my mom.
Stephanie Dom. Revisiting uniforms. NFL teams should be fined for utterly atrocious uniforms.
S tier take.
S tier, yes.
Those absolutely. Steelers uniforms were the ugliest. Truman, when we went through the uniforms, I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yes.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
There are people that will gas those up, too.
No. NFL teams should be fined for ugly uniforms. S tier take. Gosh, those were ugly. They better not do some fountain bullshit with the Chiefs. They will.
Oh, fuck.
Yellow or red fountains.
Oh,
the blood rainbow gonna go crazy. It's gonna be bad. You have 2 years to stew on it, too.
I like the fountains logo. I like the Royals fountains. But I don't want to see that on a Chiefs jersey. I want to see red or black or yellow. I do not want to see blue.
You might see blue.
Ugh. Find the Chiefs already. This one comes from Gehrig. Sorry.
Yes.
Last night was one of the greatest World Series games ever, and while I don't want the Dodgers to win, Freddie Freeman is an unhateable man. You could make a whole documentary last night about that game. Let's just do last night was one of the greatest World Series games ever. That'll be the take.
Yeah, it's like an A or S tier take. That game was crazy.
It's the second. It's at least the second time it's gone to 18 innings in a World Series game. Did you know that Brad Paisley has sung at two of the games that Brad Paisley has sung the national anthem at, it's gone to 18 innings? There's also, he's had like, I think he's sung in 5 games and 4 of them have gone to extras.
Wow, just make him sing in every World Series game.
There you go. That's a take for you. Brad Paisley, no more singing at
national. Yeah, I think it was a great game, Truman. It's fantastic.
Why do you say it like that?
Like A or S to your take.
Yeah. See, one of the greatest. Yeah. 27 world. How about game 3?
Yeah.
One of greatest World Series games ever. Yeah, I'm willing to put that in A tier. I don't know if there's enough scoring or enough. Like, there's a lot of dramatics. Like, they loaded up the bases a couple times. And got out of it.
That's baseball, man. That's the fun part of baseball. I don't care if there's. Listen, if you're not going to score, at least, like, have it be a pitcher escape, you know?
Yeah. Again, there's been more exciting games. Like, I always think about obviously not a World Series game, but I always think about the Royals wild card game. I think that's one of the greatest postseason baseball games of all time. Both sides. I mean, it was fun for both teams. And there was
the pitcher that threw that ball to Salvi has got to be to this day like, who the fuck hits that? Who the fuck hits that?
What the fuck was that?
That was fucking 2 feet outside. Who the fuck hits that?
Yep. Next one comes from Allison. Says, I just got hit by a truck. Interesting. Thank you, Allison. Cool. Like literally 30 minutes ago, my hot take is your truck should not be lifted to the point you can't see a person in front of you.
Yeah, she got hit. She was a pedestrian that got hit by a truck.
Saw that.
Crazy. She said she had to like jump out of the way. If she wasn't paying attention, it might have been like really bad. Holy shit, dude.
That is, I mean, absolutely. I would agree that if you've seen like, it's funny, there's a graph that's like number of car accidents and like pedestrian fatalities, and it fell off in about the 2010s, and now all of a sudden it's all the way back up. And there's two things essentially for it. One, trucks have, we have added iPads back into cars just at the center.
Which is crazy.
Everybody has this, you know, listen, I have one. Right. I saw, there was a fucking TikTok ad where it was like, here's a plugin you can do to turn your thing basically into an iPad. And it was like, I'm like, oh my God, no, dude, no. Nobody needs to be watching movies on the front screen. That should be illegal. That should not be able to be sold. I know people will do it. I know people, I don't know, man. But
wild stuff.
The other thing, you need to be able to watch Madagascar while driving.
Those animals are so fucking funny.
Also, trucks have gotten larger, and they keep getting lifted. It's why, like, have you ever heard of squatted trucks?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
That's, like, illegal, though.
Those are illegal, but
the coffin squatter,
how often do those things get fucking, you know, enforced?
I just hate trucks. I hate them a lot, actually.
Yes.
I really hate trucks. Unless you live in the country and actually use your truck, people who, like, have those big fucking trucks, like the person at the tailgate, why the fuck do you have that truck?
Oh, yeah, we watched somebody crash into a car. Or not crash, bump into a car.
Yeah, because their truck was way too fucking big, man.
And they brought it to the tailgate. Yeah. Trucks should not be lifted higher than people, how about that?
Yes. Dude.
Yes, that's an S tier take.
Yeah, I just do not like trucks.
And a lot of them have trucks just for show, especially if you're lifting them. Yeah. They're also lifted just for show.
Yeah, also hope you're okay, Allison.
Yeah. Yeah, that too, I guess. Wait, hold on. Hold on, I'm missing one. No, we can't miss this one. It's important. It's important that we talk about this. Oh, did I miss all those? Oh yeah, hold on. I missed four.
My goodness, you're bad.
Well, I got your mom's. Oh, that's where the okay, I know what happened. Cuz I was like, why is your mom's not in here? It's cuz I sent you four and I missed all four of those. So I guess we don't need to do Caleb's cuz Caleb's was essentially I don't have a take. Caleb is ready for the K-State season to be over, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think we've all had a long enough season. We beat KU. Let's all go home. I think that's a fair sentiment to have about what's gone on with the NFL, with the Cats this year. But it does suck that that's what's gone on, essentially. Well, I guess we'll end it with the Max Crosby one, as we always do. And then,
I mean, you don't have to have it up there. Oh, I guess you can if you want.
Oh, I'm going to have it up there. Oh, we have to have it up there. People need to see it.
Mm.
Oh, and we're serious podcasters. We deserve your $1 a day.
Okay,
your $1 good. A month.
Good.
God, if you did the $30 tier, I don't even know. We'd have to make that one up for you. Islanders actually look like a playoff team. How's that going over there, Owen?
We still look like a playoff team. 4-1-1 over our last six. Yeah, playoff team. Every team loses games away, Truman.
I'm willing to put this in the B tier. I believe they're going to be very streaky.
Okay. So. Just like the last 3 years? Shocking.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Classic Patrick Waugh team.
Sounds good.
The question is, can he survive the down parts so he can be there for the up parts? Or will he get fired on one of those down parts?
I doubt he'll get fired.
Never say never. Okay. That'll obviously be a take that'll either get moved to the S tier or the A tier, so. Or the F tier, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Max Crosby, not hot. I don't know what happened here.
How is Max Crosby not hot, but Joe Flacco is?
I don't want to live in a world where Max Crosby isn't hot and Joe Flacco is. I'll say it. Oh. Sorry, I got to manage the spreadsheet here. I don't know. I don't know anymore, Owen.
What kind of world are we living in?
We used to be a proper society.
We used to be a country. We used to believe that
guys with neck tattoos were attractive.
We used to be a country, a proper country.
We used to believe that white guys who could say the N-word were attractive. What happened? We used to be a proper country.
What happened
to Chet Hanks? Where's Chet Hanks at right now?
He can't say it. He just does.
Where's White Boy Summer at right now?
White Boy Summer.
Max Crosby, not hot. I think for me and you, I think we were in the Max Crosby is hot tier, I think,
camp.
So it's either a C tier take or a D tier take for us.
You got a C tier, I suppose. Could be contested.
Like, I think the best photo of him is without the it's not like the helmet cap that he wore in the photo that Allison posted. But listen, she's evened everybody. She posts the photo of their most recent photo on whatever their player photo was for ESPN. I totally understand why you do it. It has to be fair. You can't just use the most attractive photos or the ugly photos of everybody.
It's true.
Takes all the biases out of it. But I think Max Crosby has had better photos. I don't know why I'm making the case for Max Crosby right now. It's fine. But it goes in C tier.
Goes in C tier for Kamebi.
I don't think that's true for Crosby, obviously. C tier for Crosby. Goes in C tier for, I don't think that's true, but I understand why, based on that photo, people said that.
Right.
I get it. And that will do it for all our hot takes.
Way!
You got anything else you want to add on?
Nope.
Any other hot takes?
Nope.
Nope. There you go. There's the board. This is getting a little long over here.
Go Liquid. That's what I have to say.
There you go. Wow.
Go Elige, my bald eagle.
Most S tiers. Most S tier, mostly S tier takes currently. So,
yep,
we'll see how that goes. Probably at the bye week, we probably won't do hot takes because we'll probably do a trivia week.
We'll check with Evan.
But we'll have to we'll probably like post just where the spreadsheet stands on Twitter for everybody.
NA rivalry game tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
What?
NA rivalry game tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Liquid versus FlyQuest.
Cool.
In Counter-Strike.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, for sure. I agree. We're watching the dementia cat walk around. Oh.
That cat sees demons, bro.
She is the demon, bro. I say that as she lightly prances up the stairs. It's funny. You can't call that cat a demon.
All right. The episode and put on the Islanders.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Dom, That's True, every Wednesday on YouTube and Spotify. Dom, That's True Hot Takes, every Friday morning on Spotify, on YouTube and Spotify. But also, if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, you get that bonus episode on Tuesday mornings most weeks, Wednesday mornings on weeks where there's Monday Night Football. Twitter.com/OwenDoshDom, Twitter.com/SteamMachine if you want to give us your takes. Instagram OCDom, Instagram SteamMachine. You always feel free to text us, Snapchat us. We put on Snapchat. YouTube comments. If you think of something throughout the week or comment either it on the main episode that goes up on Wednesdays or the bonus episode that goes out on Fridays. I think that's it. Did I get it all?
No, you nailed it all. Also, that Oklahoma State post about Colin Klein was deleted. The dude who tweeted that deleted it. Curious.
$1 a month. You have your name read. Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, Ozzy, and Mailbox in the City currently open on weekends. See
you. See you next week, guys.
Owen buprofen.
What?